Fifi, Fab and Nick.
It wouldn't be fair to compare Fifi, Fab and Nick, but compare builders and you'll find the answer is Fairhaven Homes. The fair choice. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
101.9. This is the Fox.
Now, yesterday we were talking about a great app that you can get. It's a relaxation app called Laughscape. Mm. And it's sort of a...
Well, it's a comedic one.
Comedic take on it, isn't it? Because usually you get a lot of celebrities... doing like Matthew McConaughey, doing very
He's so serious. You know what I've heard about him? He's one of those blokes that'll drop and do push-ups anywhere.
Which makes me hate him so much.
You can't just do push-ups in front of strangers.
Now, Nick Cody, you've done this. It's developed by great comedian Max Price.
Yes.
Now, Max has gotten some brilliant comedians like yourself. And what he does, I believe, is he gets you into a sound booth.
Yep.
And just gives you... a little bit of inspiration, and then says, just talk.
You've got 25 minutes on a topic of your choosing to just talk through a story on a thing you'd love to talk about, but you take it slowly, you take your time, because these stories are to relax people, put them to sleep, but while they get to have a laugh.
I love it. Can we hear a bit of you, Nick?
I'd probably go to Thailand because I'm a bogan. I love it. I don't know why I enjoy Thailand. I've only been there 3 times. In each of those 3 times, I've copped really brutal food poisoning and been sunburnt beyond recognition. But beers are a dollar. So there I go again.
Very good, Nick. Very good. Very funny.
Very relaxing.
Then we were very surprised to find our executive producer, Leon Shergren, had done one.
Leon got in the mix.
Now, I don't know why Leon was in there. He's funny, but this is creepy.
As you walk through sludge under your feet.
Sludge.
You hear an acoustic guitarist playing cover of Wonderwall. It's the 5th time you've heard that song today. You still stop and you watch. The lyrics seem to really touch you this time.
Oh, this is creepy. Sounds like he's going to the toilet.
I'll make sure you lock the doors before you go to sleep. It's always good. Just double check the windows and stuff. But there's like Ryan Shelton on there.
Oh, yeah, Shelton.
Ryan Shelton. He bores you to sleep listing his favourite furniture first to last. Like there's very silly. Dave Thornton. Things that annoy Dave Thornton.
That'd be funny.
Yeah. Ben Russell bored to sleep by soup. He just talks you through different soups.
Well, good man, BR.
There was a suggestion that because the idea is you don't get scripts, you just have to let your brain just talk.
Yes.
It's a bit like radio.
Leon suggested that, he suggested Fev and I have a go. I'm just thinking we're time poor. I reckon we just go straight to you, Fev.
Hey, hang on.
Hold on. I just give Fev a topic.
Back that bus up, mate.
So we're skipping over you, Fee.
We do you now. And if you want to do me Monday between 6 and 6:15. Because it could be...
Well, let's have a crack. Okay, I'll quickly go first. So
what would you speak about?
Well, don't just you give me a topic.
You've got a day off all by yourself. Don't have to look after kids, nothing to do.
Okay.
What do you do in that day?
Okay. I'm driving home from work.
You still got to work. It's a day off. You've wrecked it already. Oh, God. I'm off to see the accountant. Make sure my BASS is paid on time. What are you doing, Fee?
Okay, sorry. Okay.
Better go to the dentist. Get that root canal.
I'll take her all day to go check all the houses that she's got.
I'll try again. I open my eyes. Do I start at the start of the day?
Do I start at the work on your day?
Mate, you're sitting at home. You're on the couch. Okay. There's no kids.
Okay,
what are you going to do?
Okay, I'm on the couch and I reach out along the nice velour grey fabric and I find my phone. I pick up my phone.
It's not a porno.
And what are you doing? I'm getting to it. And I scroll and find Uber Eats.
Oh, yeah, now you're talking.
I flick to the menu and scroll through Thai, Italian, Mexican. And I get to desserts. Ben and Jerry's.
Yes.
Krispy Kreme's. What will today have in store?
There we go. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great.
My favourite bit of that whole experiment, for everyone listening at home or in the cars or on the listener app, your daughter Trixie's in here. She was looking at you with, what is my mum doing?
I just heard Ben and Jerry's.
She goes, Ben and Jerry's.
We're on here.
Oh, sick.
Now, Fev, it's your turn.
I don't want to go.
Yeah.
You've got to go,
now,
Fev.
Nick's going to tell you what you're going to talk about.
All right. This is going to be your theme, Fev. Just a nice, relaxing story. Tell us about how it feels to kick a winning goal at the MCG. What do you go through?
You wake up on a Saturday morning. The sun is shining. And so are my boots. I jump in the car. I drive on the freeway. I go through the tunnel. The Burnley Tunnel. Then I see the big ground that they call the MCG. The home of football. Melbourne's own. Every other state wishes they had a G.
I'm tearing up.
Every other team wishes they had a Fev. Because once I grace that luscious green grass, I put lots of bums on the seats. Because that's what I do. I'm an entertainer. They shout, F-E-V. Go, Fev, Fev, as I bang through another goal. The hearts of the Collingwood cheer squad are shattered. As the final siren sounds and the sun sets in the distance, the MCG lights go on. The cleaners come and pick up all the chip packets, the half-eaten hot dogs, and you hear a seagulls munching on the last chip.
This is beautiful.
As I hop in the car and I drive away, the fans are still saying, F-E-V, Fev. I toot, I wave, I say goodbye as your eyelids shut for another day. Good night. Fev.
Oh, whoa.
Fev. Whoa. In a moment of pure earnestness, can I say this is your friend? He's known you for a long time. Next to your children and possibly a couple of your goals, that is the most beautiful thing you've ever created. That was stunning.
I'm an author.
That was excellent.
Thank you.
God, you nail it when you're allowed to talk just about yourself.
The Fox. Now, guys, I don't mind getting fat shamed. Fat. I get it. I used to be ripped. Now I'm not. I love food. I love drinking. Don't exercise.
I get it, man.
You're welcome. He gets it. He's got childish tops on. Or they got shrunk in the dryer. He gets it. Now, I don't care who fat shamed me. Like, Fee just called me a big panda.
I did. You were doing karate moves and I said to Trixie, look, it's Po from Kung Fu Panda. It wasn't what you thought.
Fat shamed there. Whoa. And it was perfect timing because I also got fat shamed yesterday when I got the jab by the COVID lady.
I'm assuming you're not pregnant.
I look it. Is that why you asked? Oh, I've been fat shamed by the COVID lady.
She said she's never asked a man that before. I'm like, why would you ask me? But when it hits home, when it comes from someone you love dearly in your own family. Mm. Now, last night, guys, I was laying in bed. I was watching the NRL. The Broncos were playing the Dragons. Toby was having her bot ready for sleep, and this is what she said.
Daddy got big tummy.
Oh, so what's Daddy got?
He got a big tummy.
A big tummy? What do you mean? Is Daddy fat?
Yeah. Daddy fat.
Hey, whoa.
Daddy fat.
No.
Yes, yes.
No, no.
Yes.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
She's,
it's a fat shame by Toby, but she's starting to pick up on everything I say. So she's a bit of a parrot, which is not good. Someone went to go over the try line and they missed. Had a bit of a multi on. And I went, oh, S-H-I-T. And then as I said it, this happened.
Oh,
what did you say?
Oh,
Well, that's not helping, Fitz. That is not helping to laugh and egg her on.
Pretty funny, though.
Say it again. Yell it louder.
I've got to record it. Quick, do it again.
1019, The Fox.
Yesterday, I approached you guys. I said to you, I'm just a bit concerned that I'm being left out of a WhatsApp group that you have
which you are
come up with. So it's Fev, Nick and Josiah all in their own WhatsApp group. And you often refer to it. And I'm just saying it's sort of...
FNN.
Well, no, it's really quite... It's just blatant ostracism. Like, I feel like I'm not being included.
Well, you're not.
I know, but I don't like it. It's not
you're
very
correct.
Nice.
You,
yeah. And bing, it's bing, foods and nudes is your little group you've got, and I believe that you were quite active on it.
Yeah, but there's no nudes in there.
There's no
it's
nudes.
All foods.
That's Josiah's name. He named
no,
it.
No, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey, but then why can't I be in it if it's just food?
I'll go to the top. It says
it was a play,
Josiah the Messiah created a group, foods and nudes. Josiah just added you. Josiah said, just send foods. That was the first message.
I put in foods and you said that nudes rhyme. So we just threw that in there for fun.
So hang on. It was Josiah's group. Whoa.
Yes.
And he invited it. You, yep. Fev.
And myself.
And then at what? Give me time dates when he invited Nick.
No, it's all the same day.
It's all the same day.
No, but we spoke about it before we created it. I didn't just do it without inviting you, Fev.
He left me out.
No, I didn't.
This was in,
you did.
This
you
was in March.
This is a long time ago.
And what happened? Because apparently you were quite active yesterday.
Yeah, we were a bit active yesterday. Yeah. Yesterday, Josiah thought he'd post his lunch, and he posted a picture of... I won't read that one out. He posted a picture
that's good.
Of a healthy bowl
I
of
like
food.
That. Was it porridge?
Yeah. It's an acai bowl, which I
what is it?
I can't say the word, but it's an acai bowl.
He said, do we have to put this, because it's healthy, is that a flag? And I wrote flag, so don't do that again.
I nearly got kicked out of my own group. Yeah. Then Fev put up his lunch,
and, then
and
I
it was
up,
a video
put
of
up,
his
put,
lunch.
Put up my lunch, it? Just a video of all the bottles
well,
of wine
just,
I brought.
That's just wine.
Yeah, but that's lunch.
Non-stop.
And I put my lunch. And then Josiah
Grapes.
Put up KFC. That was his lunch.
Yep. Dinner.
Well, dinner.
And then got accepted
Nick,
back
do
in.
Do you contribute at any
yeah,
stage?
Yeah, he put up his dinner. He put up a bottle of scotch and the little scotch that he had. And I had my dinner, which was Japanese followed by Thai, which was a beautiful dinner.
You haven't missed anything, Fee.
What, and then,
what do you want
like
to get in on?
Sharing food. It's like, it's
what
friends.
Would you put
it's
up?
Friends.
But for dessert, Josiah, the Messiah, sent an interesting... message because it's food and nudes.
Yes, it is.
And he sent me a collage of the top 10 goals kicked by Brendan Favola with a king on it.
I've never seen it
compilation.
Before. I watched it and I was so blown away for it. I was like, have you seen this of yourself?
Oh. And I was
so
like,
it's really nudes, food and Fev.
Yeah. And I watched it 4.5 minutes. My God.
Well, I don't need to worry about this anymore, guys,
good.
Because,
well, look at it. I've started my own group.
Hold on.
Well, I didn't. So Darcy, Renee and I have our own group now and it's Pina Pilates. So
that sounds awesome fun.
It's going to be great, guys.
It's going to be great. There's nothing in it.
We just need to post some content now, girls.
What's it called?
Pina Pilates.
Pina
Coladas. Get it? Pina.
Oh, rough start.
Wow, this is awful. What's happening?
If we went to the phone, what's better, foods and nudes or Pina Pilates?
13, 10, 60.
Wow.
Better?
That's like Vegemite ice snack.
13, 10, 60. Let's do a poll.
Tanisha in Clyde. Hi, Tanisha.
Hi, guys. Morning.
Morning. Morning, Tanisha. What WhatsApp group would you prefer to be part of, foods and nudes or Pina Pilates?
Okay, so the foods and nudes sounds pretty interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
However, I need to relate to Pina Pilates.
Yeah, right. There we go. So that's your preference.
You
got
might
it, Tanisha.
Get some Pina on our WhatsApp group.
Tanisha, I've seen that WhatsApp group. There's nothing in it. There's literally no posts. It's empty.
No, you know what, guys? You've got to start small. You've got to start
exactly.
somewhere.
We've got the
zero.
Platform.
This was your chance to be in our WhatsApp group. That was what we were getting at.
Oh, no, come on, guys.
But
no,
you've chosen
on.
The girl, so we're going to get you in, but that's okay.
Congrats in the empty paddock known as Pina and Pilates. There is nothing.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Hey, I've got some information here that just might be fun for us to dissect. The best job for your star sign has been revealed by famous astrologers.
Wow.
Man, I know you'll be writing to
I assume week. Every one of them is yoga instructor.
I don't
Do you
reckon,
believe in that?
I didn't know. This is not on the rundown.
No, I know. Surprise and delight.
Righto.
Okay, now I've just honed in on our star signs. So if anybody,
you're an Aries?
I'm in a Pisces. But I want to start with the Taurian in the room. Nick Cody is a Taurus. These are the jobs that would be best suited to you, Nick. A chef.
Can't cook. Yep.
A designer.
Look how I'm dressed.
And a builder.
The softest hands you'll ever touch. Honestly. Softer than a baby's bottom, these hands have never done an actual day's work.
Okay, I'm
starting to believe these things are wrong sometimes.
Would you like to know yours first?
I'd love to know, Fiona.
Okay, Capricorn. Jobs. Banker. What? Oh, gosh. This is terrible.
Mate, the only good banker I am is when I play Monopoly.
I know.
Best banker.
You're no good with money. In fact, you're on an allowance from your wife. Yeah. I love it.
And he uses it on buying weapons for Call of Duty on PlayStation.
Oh, right. Are you too? I didn't butt in on yours, Mr. Bob the Builder.
I threw myself under the bus.
Jesus. Give me some more.
A theatre owner.
Yeah, I could own a theatre. Doesn't mean I have to be there.
What? Showgirls. That's not a theatre.
Kittens.
A publisher.
But no, I am. I got three books.
Yeah. Three.
Nick.
He does have a few books.
I mean, three.
How many have you written?
I wrote three. What are you talking about?
Well, do we count the ghostwriter? Where do we pop them
in? But the ghostwriter writes
uses
everything.
Your words.
Yes, and I spoke into a dictaphone. And then he jotted everything down.
Right, okay.
So that's how you write a book, man.
And what about the other books? That's one book. What were the other books?
The two kids' books.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And they were great. Oh, we've got those.
Yeah, they're
great. I read
one
to Daisy recently.
Yeah, great books.
And she's broken out in a rash.
And then my job. So I'm a Piscean.
Is that it?
Piscean. Yeah, that was you only get three.
Do you want me to read yours?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, it's on your phone.
It's on my phone. It just got cut off the
other No one wanted to read yours. I want to hear yours. Go read yours then.
Mine are an artist.
Yep.
I'm happy with that.
A
musician.
Hold on, you're getting dings.
I'm happy with a musician.
Well, who's you?
I'm good with music, aren't I?
Yep.
Or a wellness teacher.
Oh, yuck.
That's wow. Fun. You eat chocolate before 7 a.m.
What's my lucky numbers? What's my lucky numbers?
It doesn't have lucky numbers. It's just jobs. It was jobs that suit our star signs.
They were so far off, weren't they?
Yeah, they were so bad.
What was I? A builder, chef.
And a designer.
And a designer. Clearly haven't seen. Maybe my parents lied about when I was born. That's the only way. Maybe I wasn't April 30. Who knows?
Feff, what are you doing? You're just looking. He was giving you the up and down once over.
Thanks, babe.
It's like he got his growth got stunned when he was younger, maybe. I don't know.
I'm 5'11".
You are not!
I am 6'2 and a half.
You are about 5'3".
7 foot flat.
Your legs are about 1 metre.
I don't know how this went from you being a fashion designer to something you
I was looking at his fashion. I was looking up and down, and I'm like...
Clothes that I'm wearing.
He'd look good if he was on the barracks at an army barracks. You've got the MASH look.
I think you've seen MASH.
It's army colours.
Orange and...
That's an army colour.
Well, look,
maybe an army of tigers.
In the studio.
I don't know.
What do you mean? All right, I'll Google it.
Oh, happy Friday, Melbourne. 101.9 The
Fox. Yesterday, I had to take Daisy to the doctor. I know. And I was thinking, I thought we're in lockdown. I don't really want to go to a medical clinic if I don't need to because you're in there with sick people.
That's so serious.
Yeah. And that's one of the good things about lockdown is you don't have to be around people to get sick. But she'd had... So, you know, I said we'd had a couple of bad nights, just not sleeping, and she's nearly 2. And I'm thinking there's a couple more teeth coming through, some incisors, so maybe that's keeping her up. But then some spots started popping up. And at first I thought they were bites. So she had like 2 spots and I went, oh, she's been bitten on her nose, like a little mosquito's got her at night. And then she had the next day 2 dots on the cheek, another 2 dots on the cheek, and then one went down to her like chest. And I panic thinking.
She allergic to something?
Chicken pox.
Mini vampire?
Mini.
Tiny vampire?
Anyway, so I took her to the doctor and it was one of those doctor's appointments where, you know, where you tell them, because I did all the Googling the night before.
Oh,
I did
my
own. Alex does that, man. Yeah, it makes. God,
so, and
you can't sleep.
It was a rookie error because when you go into the doctor, if you do that, I reckon keep that to yourself because I just started by saying, oh, look at her little face. I think she's got impetigo.
Yeah.
Wow. Gone big. Gone massive. Swing for the fences. Why not?
And the doctor said, yeah, she probably has.
Oh. Oh.
So, And then the doctor was filling out the, you know, prescription for it. And
did
I
you
was
get
sitting
some
there.
Clonazepam for yourself?
No, I certainly didn't. But I was sitting there thinking, hang on, should I have got it
and
to
I've got
check?
Anxiety.
Like I realised, I think I've just diagnosed her because the doctor just took my word for it. That's I felt.
Alex does the same and thing,
then,
mate.
And then I stepped backwards and I went, hang on, if it's not what I just suggested in podiatry, should I check, what? Like come back? Like, are there any things that could be? And she said, basically what she's given me to give Daisy will knock out anything.
Yeah.
What? You know how like they've got a special penicillin and it just knocks everything?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't even need to really diagnose the kid because.
That's an unplug the box, plug it back in, I reckon.
What medicine did you get?
Phloxyl?
Yeah.
One of those, okay. Phloxyl? Yeah.
What's in impetigo?
It's
Doctor
like.
Doctor Box. Yeah. Please.
I'm happy
that's,
to.
That's what spots
share.
On your face.
And do you know what it is? It's the official word, the more medical term for school sores.
Yeah.
So, oh. But this was the weird thing. So it's like
impetigo
kids get
way
them.
Cooler.
Yeah. Like, it's like a staph infection.
Mm. Ah.
So it's just, and it spreads.
Yeah.
So, but you get it off other kids. But this is the weird thing. So Trixie doesn't have it. I don't have it. Where's Daisy hasn't been out. We've been in lockdown.
I know a mate that had staph and lost his leg.
Oh. That's actual staph.
Yeah.
That's really intense.
I don't reckon Daisy's got that. I reckon your Google search was wrong.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Speaking of wonderful humans in our midst, here he is. Woo! You can catch him tonight on Gardening Australia, 7:30 tonight on ABC and iView. I catch up on iView often because our bedtime for the girls is tricky at 7:30, but don't miss him. 7:30 tonight, Gardening Australia. Costa Georgiadis, welcome Woo! Back to the show, Costa.
Team, it's great to be back.
Oh,
how are you?
We're good.
I'm
man.
In the mist here.
I bet you are. Well, let's tell everybody what's going on here. You're in Sydney. You're free from the lockdown. We're
yeah,
back
that's
in,
true.
Costa. It's not
I
fun.
No. I hear it from our team down there. It's a bit hard. Yeah,
but on a positive note, Boxy, we can get in our garden.
Well, this is the
that's
thing.
That's true,
Costa. So many people that I've spoken to, even particularly my friends who live in apartments or, you know, have like a smaller amount of space on a balcony, they're all getting into their pots and their gardening. And it is actually a good time to focus on the garden. Are there any things that we could
yeah, it
be
really
doing?
Is. Yeah, it really is. Well, I mean, there's plenty of reason to be outside, particularly given the lockdown, and gardening is always there as therapy. And this weekend, when you said, you know, is there things to do? Well, there's plenty to celebrate. It's the first weekend of winter.
Yeah.
So it's probably all the more reason to get outside and get active. It's also World Environment Day, which is another reason to say, hey.
Today?
Well, tomorrow actually, but.
Yeah. Oh, we can get in early.
Every day.
Get in early.
Every day. Every day.
It should be every day.
Day.
It should be every day.
Well, it is, you know, in our world, in the world of gardening, every day is our environment day. And actually, you know, I mean, this time of year, there's so much going on in the garden. You can get planting. I mean, it's a great time to.
Many colours at the moment.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of our native plants, they'll start to come into flower over the winter. I mean, in the edible garden, you can get out and start planting things like snow peas. It's a great time to put your snow peas in.
On edible gardens, mate, just to jump in for a sec, I've just moved into a new house and we've got a big garden and they've got all these things from the previous owner that have been planted, like tomatoes and we've got three lemon trees, I don't know, all these lemons,
great.
Which is awesome. But all this other stuff, they've got like the, you know, the when you buy it and the thing sticks in like a stick and it tells you what it is.
Oh, yeah.
We've
like
got all
label.
What?
You know, like the coriander and it's got like, it's written on it.
Oh, okay.
And it sits there. Like, you know, the little plastic thing and it sits in the garden.
Put them in your BMX to make it sound like a motorbike.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Well, I've got heaps of them, but there doesn't seem to be anything growing out of there. Like, are they dead or do I?
Well, it just depends. I mean, they might have put those, they might have put seeds in.
That's weird,
but,
man.
But the chances are that it's the end of the season. So, you know, you can go fresh.
So just start again.
Yeah.
I might need some help. I have to get you.
But that's a great tip that Costa was in the middle of, like, snow peas and
yeah,
other
got all
veggies.
That.
Oh, no. Well, you don't know whether they're alive or not.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know what's really interesting? Because we're talking about food and And as you know, when I last spoke to you, we were talking about how people really connected with growing food over the original lockdown and over the last 12 months. We've got a great story on the show, which is totally Melbourne based. It's down there on the Yarra at Birrarung Mar. Yost Bakker has a demonstration house. I don't know if you've seen it there on the river. And this is an example of he's been working really hard at looking at all, you know, ways that we can make our houses more productive. And this is like his approach to the future food system. And it's an 85 square metre house. It's made out of a variety of containers. It's three levels. Ooh. He's actually going to relocate it onto a property and his mum's going to live in it. But this, he's doing it with Joe Barrett and Matt Stone, the chefs. And this is a living example of how we can make our homes more productive.
Gee, that sounds fantastic.
It captures all the water. Any steam from the house goes into, because it's funny, we talk about we have a bedroom and a bathroom. Well, he actually has a mushroom. And when you first walk into the house, all the steam that comes off any parts of the house and the heating goes into this room, and he's growing fungi there, growing edible mushrooms.
Yum.
There. There's on the balcony spaces, there's a whole lot of growing beds.
Love a mushy.
And wicking beds. He's growing fish and oysters and yabbies.
What?
Gee, growing in his house?
Yeah, in the house.
Can you grow oysters and yabbies in a house?
Look, mate, it'd be good if you go fishing.
Is there sea monkeys?
Something. Yeah,
you let them go?
Sea monkeys, seahorses.
You're the queen yabbier. You'd be able to catch a few, Boxy.
I am a yabbier, Costa. I used to yabby when I was a kid.
Queen yabbier.
Yep, very good.
If you went
at
around
it.
To Yost's place,
mate,
you'd
be able
to
chuck a line in there.
You could get some yabbies. But it's sort of one of those examples that, sure, not everyone could do all of the things that he's combined in there, but it makes you think about the spaces in your house and how, you know, around the theme of World Environment Day, what can I do to limit, you know, the footprint around my food and how can I use space more productively?
Can you watch TV in that house? Yeah. TV?
Yes.
That's all right.
Yes. He's got solar power on there, catches all the water and recirculates it through grow beds. There's a lot going on, like to unpack in a short story segment, but you'll get a good taste for what he's up to and just ideas that, you know, you might sort of go, yeah, I could have a little crack at that, or I might think about, you know, taking my garden beds to the next level, Fev.
That's it. Now, that's amazing. When you were on the show last time, Costa, I remember I've got my dwarf citronella lemon tree that I wanted to put in a pot, and you gave me wonderful advice. I think I'd bought the pot too big, and you said have the small, just gradually get up. I still haven't done it because I'm too scared.
Oh,
I'm
one of those fearful. I knew you hadn't brought that up since then.
I'm a fearful gardener. It's still just sitting there in the pot I got it from the nursery in. I'm too scared to repot it.
Don't be afraid.
I know, but I did. I repotted some Buxus toparies, but what happened?
The Buxus toparies.
But what happened was, Costa, I don't think I put enough soil in, and the roots are sitting above the soil line. Is that a bad thing?
No, you can just add some additional soil.
Barramundi poo.
Soil and compost.
What are you scared about?
Yabby poo.
What are you scared about?
I'm
scared. Cliff diving.
I know,
you're just moving and planting.
It's alive at the moment, and I'm worried that when I put it in the pot, it's going to die.
No, you'll be fine.
It'll live stronger in the better pot.
Can I show you what I've done? I've got a bit of a show and tell moment, though, Costa.
I love show and tell. Friday show and tell.
She's brought her own gear. Have a look at this.
From a hyacinth bulb. I've put it in a jar in the kitchen because you know how you can have it in the water? The bulb sits in the water. Look what just sprouted. Hold that up to the camera, please, Josiah. Look what just sprouted 2 days ago. Costa, can you see that beautiful hyacinth in the kitchen?
Looks so like a sundae.
Don't talk to me about brown thumbs. You got green thumbs.
Yay!
It's official. It's official.
Look at that. Isn't that a beautiful hyacinth?
Let's go through the photo.
You bought
onward
that.
To that lemon, Fifi. Oh,
there we go. Okay, and Costa, I will, and thank you very much for all your offering to help. I will actually hit you up to try to help me at some stage. I'm going to send you some photos.
As soon as you're out of lockdown, I'm over.
Yes, excellent, Costa.
I'll scale the balconies.
Thank you.
You can catch Costa on Gardening Australia Friday, or tonight, 7:30 p.m. on ABC and iView. Thank you so much for your time,
mate. Can't wait to see that story tonight, Costa. Thank you.
Thanks, legend.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, team.
See you, mate.
Have a great weekend.
Fifi, Bev and Nick are the clear choice for your drive to work. And the clear choice when comparing builders is Fairhaven Homes. Fair and transparent service, clear from the start. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au. 101.9. This is the Fox.